Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening and welcome. Welcome once again to a Wednesday of Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we do thank you for being a part of this hour. Amen. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you would like to call in, we are an interactive ministry. And when the speaker offers the opportunity for a question at that time, you can be a part of it. And if you'd like to do that, you call the numbers 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And you will be connected into Blog Talk Radio, into our online, as well as being able to have an opportunity to communicate with the speaker. Amen. We also like to inform you that we are offering Zoom as well, not this evening. I must admit that my wife is the administrator for that, and she is not available at this time. She's in a meeting somewhere else, and I do not have access to it presently. Amen. So I would give you that number, but we are not able, or we are unable to get you into Zoom at this time. We also like to inform you that at this end of this message, you can go into Blog Talk Radio, type in "We Can Begin Again" and listen to this message again, share it with a friend, share it with family. What a blessing to be able to share the Word of God, amen, with someone else. I remember years ago when there was a song that was out that was capturing, amen, we wanted someone else to hear it. So we would play that song for them, amen, and they would be blessed because we enjoyed it so much. And guess what? And oftentimes they enjoyed it also. So let's just transition that into the Word of the Lord, amen. The Word of the Lord is able to do amazing things in a person's life, amen. So if you're able to do that, let me tell you something. That is an awesome ministry, be able to share a word of God. You don't have to communicate, just listen together, amen, and be a blessing to one another. So we're going to move on, and we are back in New Jersey with none other than Pastor C.A. Miles out of New Jersey, and we're looking forward to what God has placed on his heart for this evening. He always comes with a dynamic word, thought-provoking message, amen, for the body of Christ. And as we go on our journey, or as we are on our journey, it is good to be able to have the word to help us along whatever we may be going through. If you want have a problem or whatever you may be going through, you can go to the Word. Amen. So we're looking forward to what the Lord has placed on his heart. So right now I am going to move out of the way, and the next voice you will hear, none other than Pastor C.A. Miles. Amen. Reginald C.A. Miles. Pastor Miles, are you there? Amen. Pastor Miles, are you there? And it looks as though we are having technical difficulty.
Can you hear me,
at
Brother
this
Miles?
Time. Okay, you're breaking up, but I can't hear you a little.
Okay, this is my Bluetooth. I'm going to have to get a new one, so I have you on speaker on my phone. I've been hearing that all week, but I guess it's time for me to come up off this money and invest right soon when the broadcast is over.
You're coming in clear now, amen. We are hearing your
Yeah, amen. I have you actually on my speaker on my phone. I had to set that Bluetooth aside. I guess it has ran its course, and it has it's time to have a homegoing service for that Bluetooth. I had it quite some time. So this is going to make things a little bit different, but still we're going to get the Word of God out. We're still going to let the Lord bless us through his word, and I greet you all in the matchless name, the name that's above every name. I greet you in the name of Jesus the Christ, Mary's baby, that brought bread in a hungry land and that bridge over troubled water. I pray that you all had a eventful day, a profitable day, not just a day of being in motion, because people most of the time confuse just being in motion with progress when there's two that's totally different. Like a hamster will be on that wheel in a cage doing a whole lot of running but going nowhere. So I just pray that you got something done, you learned something positive, or even if you learned something negative, it was actually a learning experience for you. Now, before we get into Proverbs 20, let us please have a word of prayer to set ourselves in agreement with the Spirit of God. Father God, we come to you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, we thank you for what this day had to bring, and Lord, we thank you for giving us another turn of this wheel called life, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the roof over our heads and the food that we have on our table. And after it's all said and done, on today, Lord, we set ourselves right now in agreement with your spirit. We set ourselves in agreement with your word. If there's anything that's hurt, harm, or dangerous sin that's in us right now, Father, we ask that you cast it out in the name of Jesus, that
yes.
This word will plant deep into good ground. And when it's all said and done, Father, let us eat it up, digest it, and live it out so that we may give you the glory and love our fellow brother as ourselves. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
For those of you who are first-timers here, we're actually going over the book of Proverbs, and we're in our 20th week from what Brother Moderator has given the assignment, and I have been given the assignment of Proverbs 20. For all of you who do not know, who are following, and once again, who are first-timers, it was announced last week that every third Wednesday of the month, I will be speaking here on New Beginnings Ministry, and I am so thankful for that, to be supportive of this ministry. And this ministry has a whole lot to offer. So I do recommend that if you're not doing anything, and come on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And if you're already in a church and if you're already getting Bible study, this is all recorded. Come back and let this add to what you're receiving. You can never get too much word. But now let's get into Proverbs chapter 20, and we're going to start at verse 1. I pray that you have something to write with, something to write on. Take some good notes, because what I have done in my study on this, I have broken this up into 19 sections of the scriptures from verses 1 to verses 30. Now, it's not that I'm the end-all, the be-all, I know-all, but this is just what the Lord has placed on my heart. Now, I want to take you on over to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. I'm going to be reading from the King James text, and then for anyone that's any one of these scriptures that may seem like it's hard to understand, then we're going to go to the Amplified version. But I'm also going to give you some practical example scriptures on some of them that we can bring this together. I was talking to someone yesterday and day before yesterday about the chain of command when we was in the Army. You may have heard me say that sometime in the past if you have been listening. But then there's also the chain of influence, the person who has good wisdom, a person who has a good history of telling people the right things. And Solomon should be that one in all of us that is that man of good wisdom, that man of the chain of influence, because there will be no one wiser than him or wise like him ever again. And God made that promise. So Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, a strong drink and raging, and whosoever is deceived by is not wise. The first one is talking about the influence of alcohol. The influence of alcohol. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived by, therefore, is not wise. Let's go on over to the Amplified version. Wine is a mocker, strong drink, a riotous brawler. And so whoever errs or reels because of it is not wise. Now, some people may say that. I'm just going to open up some scripture to you with this one. Some people may say, well, we're not supposed to drink. That's clearly right there, we're not supposed to drink. But I'm going to bring something to your attention that read on your back end. Did you know in the Bible God allowed people to drink in front of him? He allowed them to drink wine and strong drink in front of him. And you may say, well, preacher, where is that? On your time, read Deuteronomy the 14th chapter. Start at verse 22 and go all the way to verse 29. And you're going to find some other nuggets in there that's probably going to bring a light bulb off to you as well. But for this instance, we're talking about influence of alcohol and what God allowed in his presence. Number two, comments on royal justice. Comments on royal justice. Let's go to verse 2. The fear of a king is as a roaring lion. Whosoever provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. The Amplified Version states, terror of a king is as a strong roaring of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger angers against him and sins against his own life. What that is basically talking about, his authority. We always talk about ability versus authority. King has authority. How many times I said, you don't want to upset that person because of what they can do? Let's let the word just minister to us. Verse 26, we're still speaking against comments on royal justice. Verse 26, a wise king scatters the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. Well, what does that mean? What happens with this is, have you ever heard of taking corn off the cob? How you may ever want to fry it or something of that nature, take it off. Well, the king actually, well, I split the apple fry speaker. A wise king sifts out the wicked and brings a threshing wheel over them. What he actually does is he takes something and he separates the two, just like we would take corn off the cob. Verse 28. Mercy and truth preserveth the king, and his throne is upholded by mercy. Verse 28 in the Amplified. Mercy and truth preserves the king, and by loving kindness he upholds. Now I want to take you back to the Old Testament, and I want you to read 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verses 1 through 19. And it's the same story, 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 1 through 33. You may recall in that story where Jeroboam was the king. Jeroboam or Rehoboam, I can't remember off the top of my head. And he says, my father beat you with whips, but I'm going to chastise you with scorpions. And he went to the elders for wise counsel, the chain of influence, and didn't listen to them. But he listened to his buddies and told them, keep the pressure on, raise up the taxation. But his loving kindness, the people overturned. See, if you make your loving kindness, your kindness, your humbleness, that's what makes a king. Not that he's in charge. Let's go to the next one. Comments on work. Verse 4. We're still in the 20th chapter. A sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. When it is time for that lazy person to do his work to set up for the next time, he won't even make ready. When it's time for him to make ready, like John 9:4, when Jesus said, I must work while it's day because when it's night, no man can work. A lazy person don't want to work, don't want to do it when it's time to do it. We're talking about comments on work. Also in this chapter, we look at verse 11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Dealing with comments on work. Verse 13. Love not sleep. Basically, don't be lazy. Get up. Lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Wake up. Get up out that bed. Go to work. How many people you know or have heard of don't want to do nothing? They want to be on top of you but don't want you to go to work. We went through the first four. One was the influence of alcohol, comments on royal justice, warning against strife, and comments on work. Are there any comments, suggestions, or questions at this time? Or anything you may want to add to that of your own personal experience? Let's go on to number five. Value of understanding. Let's look at verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw out of it. I have said in the past, there's three things that's free: air, sunshine, and water. And people have said, water's not free. Yes, it is. People in the country who have wells, they don't pay for no water. My mama has a well, and that well runs deep. And in the process of that deep well, you go deep down enough, you come out with some nice, cool, refreshing water. Get to that person who has that understanding. Get to that one who has that wealth of knowledge and have a true, proven track record of understanding. And according to Scripture, but a man of understanding, will draw out of you. If you are a person of understanding, good reason, you will attach to that well of good understanding. A man that doesn't know, he doesn't know, and has no desire to know, that man is a fool. But a man who doesn't know that he doesn't know and wants to know, that man is a wise man. Do you value understanding? Let's go on to verse 6, which is number 6, scarcity of reliability. Verse 6, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Well, what does that mean, preacher? How many people say or proclaim of their own loving kindness and goodness? But how many of them can you find? How many truly follow up on it? They're giving you good lip service. How many times do people say that, but they don't follow up on it? They'll follow up on it, and you can't find it. Number 7, parent-child relationships. Solomon is very big on parent-child relationships. Let's take a look at this one. Verse 7, a just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. You adults, when you walk in integrity, when you walk upright, when you're blessed, happy, fortunate, you know your children are blessed behind what you've already planted. So if you walk around and act like a fool, how do you think they're going to look upon your children? Let's go to verse 20. Whoso curseth his father or mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Amplified version, whoever curses his father and mother, his lamp will be put into deep darkness. If you are on this line now, you may be in college, you may be grown with your own children, don't curse your mother and father, because you will be put in outer darkness. Now, this is the wisest man that ever lived saying this. The man of influence. Verse 21. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. An inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed at the end. You can get it quickly. You can get it wrongly. And you could think you're living high on the hog. You could think you got it going on. But at the very end, you will come out the loser. Child-parent relationship, the last one, let's look at verse 30. The blueness of a wound cleanses away evil. So do stripes in the inward parts of the belly. Now, I want to digress one moment. And if someone could please turn to Isaiah 53 and verse 5 and read that. I want to expound upon that just a touch. Isaiah 53, verse 5.
Okay.
Is anyone there?
Yeah.
Can you please read that?
Sure. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Let's listen to what that verse says. The blueness of wounds cleanse away evil. He was bruised. Bruises go deep. He suffered so we can be cleansed. No one wants to be hurt. But God can bring out evil to make us better through our hardships. He was bruised. The bruises went deep. And what does it say about the stripes?
By his stripes, we are healed.
We are healed. So look at what our daddy did for us.
Amen.
Let's not curse our father. And how can we do that? By not acting according to his will. Number eight, scarcity of proof, of purity. Let's look at verse 9. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sins. No one can say that. No one can say that. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the scripture that we have just read, what Christ did for us to take away our sin, to die on the cross for that. So far we did the first eight sections. We have 11 more to go. It's not many more. Is there anyone who would like to add questions, comments, concerns, any statements? This is an interactive Bible study. There's no right, there's no wrong. Well, I just feel, as the brother moderator says in the time past, we're all sitting around the dinner table and the food is so good to you, everybody just eating and no one's talking. Let's go on to number 9. Comments on business. And if you have been here some time, a lot of these are repeating. Verse 10. Divers weights and divers measures, both of them are like an abomination to the Lord. Let's go to verse 14, and I'll explain these two together. It is naught, saith the buyer, but when he gone away, then he boasts. What that's talking about? Some people have a weight. One to buy and one to sell. He's not doing proper transactions. He's doing it to the level, he's doing it to the degree that he would profit. Or then he'll go to buy from another, and when he speaks to another, oh, it's not worth all that. It's not worth all that. And doesn't pay proper money for what it is. And then goes on later and brags about the deal that he got when he got the deal shadily. Comments on business. You're going to do business. Be upfront. Let the people know what they're getting from the beginning. Don't make their mind up for them. Charge a fair price. You're in business to make money, but not to rob anybody. Let them make their own decision, because eventually they're going to have to live with it. But if you make the decision for them and you rob them, as we saw in the past, you got it hastily, but in the end it's not going to profit you anything. Look at verse 17. Bread of the seed is sweet to the man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. You see how Solomon is writing all of this together and it's all coming together? Verse 23 goes back to verse 10. Divers' weight are an abomination to the Lord, and false balance is not good. Number 10, creative work of God. Creative work of God. Verse 12. The hearing and the seeing, the Lord has even both of them. The Lord has made even both of them. Let me take you to a scripture. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm one of the ones who are blessed to continue to have my eyesight. So for me to study, I would have to read. For some who do not have their eyesight, they have to hear. Or maybe if they know Braille, they use their hands to read it on Braille.
Mm-hmm.
But God created all of that.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to number 11. Value of knowledge and speech. Value of knowledge and speech. Here we go. Verse 15, there is gold and multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious. What would you rather have? Gold, rubies. I like to call it the precious metals, the fine jewels. Or would you rather have knowledge?
Hmm.
There is a movie that's been out quite some time called Baby Boy. It has Tyrese in it, and it has, I think it's Ving Rhames in it, Butch McCall's little brother who played on Jerry Maguire, the football, his brother's in it. And in that scene, Ving Rhames was actually shaving his head. And he was talking in that movie about what they call the guns and the butter. The guns are the stuff that keeps on giving. And the butter is the stuff that once you buy it, it don't mean nothing. It depreciates in value. Knowledge will always increase in value.
Mm. Yeah.
Amen.
Gold, rubies, silver. Mm. They fluctuate with the market.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I invest. I'm an investor. I watch the stock market daily. I watch it more throughout the day than I probably really should, driving myself a certain way. But I'll tell you this, and many people don't like this, especially ladies. Especially ladies don't like this, what I'm about to say. But if you've been listening to me for quite some time, I'm going to say it again. I'm not a politically correct preacher, and I'm not going to start today. Ladies, did you know diamonds are worthless? They look good. They got shine. But diamonds are worthless. Man puts a figure on them. I challenge you.
Yes, amen. I believe that.
I challenge you. Look in your Bible and look up diamonds. I challenge you. Look in your Bible and look up diamonds. I remember talking to someone some time past. Now, I like precious metals. I have diamonds. I have all of that type of stuff. I bought it when I was in the military. It looks good. It's flashy. But the diamonds aren't worth anything. It just looks good. And what's the last time you what does good looks do for you? When last time good looks made a bed?
Sure.
When last time good looks made a cup of coffee? When the last time you looked good and made a deposit in your bank account? When last time good looks paid that rent or mortgage?
That's good.
Good looks do one thing. Just look good.
Amen. No value.
That's what they say. Look good.
That's good.
Let's go to verse 16. We were talking about comments on surety. Take his garment. Take his surety for a stranger. And take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Now, let me explain this to you because this could be hard to understand. If you have been listening to Blog Talk Radio from the beginning when we were doing Proverbs, we were actually talking about for surety co-signing loans.
Yes.
We were talking about co-signing loans and paying a debt for a stranger or doing something. Now, we have already learned from Solomon, do not co-sign a loan for anybody. Up until this point, we have learned from Solomon, do not co-sign a loan for anybody. Here he is saying, let me read it in the Amplified, verse 16. That is, take a garment of one in surety for a stranger and hold its pledge when it is from a seductress. What he is saying in here, and this, I had to really do some studying and digging on this. Get some collateral. How many times you may go, and I'm going to use this example here. A family member, a loved one is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You got to post $500,000 bail. But you want to get him out. What do you have equivalent to that to get him out? And it may be your house. They'll give them to, they will give you your loved one, but you got to put that house up. Because they want to make sure he comes back. And if he decides not to come back or he or she decides to skip town, you lost your house. Solomon has already told us, don't co-sign for nobody. Couple more scriptures. Does anybody like to add anything? We want to hurry up and get through this. We got about 19 minutes. Let's move on to number 13. Value of counsel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice makes war. Everything is done with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Everything needs to be thought through. In scripture, in one of the gospels, it talks about what man will go to war without reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
What man will build a house without knowing he's able to finish it, lest the people talk about it.
Right, right.
You got to listen to, as I've been saying, to wise counsel. Number 14, warning against evil speech. He that goes about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him, with that flattering of his lips. Meaning, you know that one person? They got to go run tell that. They tell everything they know. They don't hold anything. Solomon is saying, leave that person alone. Leave him alone. Stay away from him. He that goes about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips. Because you know if you do, you're going to be guilty by association. But these are words of Solomon. This is the Bible. This isn't me. But you can do what you feel you want to do. But I recommend you take counsel and listen to the wisest man that ever lived. And God put these things in his heart. Number 15. Divine judgment of sin. That's verse 22. Say not, thou, I have recompensed evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Don't do evil for evil. Go to, you don't have to read it, but for your side notes, Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 17 to 19. Don't you repay evil for evil. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Now, I know that's hard. I know that's hard. And if I may say it, there are some times when I'll be so hot, just like the Lord God was hot with Israel. There are times I'll be so hot, I'll get a phone call from Brother Moderator. Just call and check on you, brother. How you doing? And the Lord must put something in his spirit. I'll be hot. And he has to minister to me. That's hard when somebody do you wrong. You want to go after them. But when the Lord does it, when he takes care of it, oh, it's going to be done. But now, let me tell you this on the flip side. Don't be happy that it's done. Have some empathy. Feel, pray for that brother or sister. I know that's hard to do, but don't do it. Verse 24, which is divine guidance. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man understand his own way? One moment here. The steps, a man's steps are of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How then can a man understand his own way? If your steps are of the Lord, some of the things that you do, you don't even know why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of us have lived long enough to say, why did I do that? What was I thinking? The reason why, you have to look at verse 24. That's the reason why you did that. That's why you didn't know what you were thinking. Because we have even learned in the past going through Proverbs where we found out we thought it was an accident, a mishap, something that was not meant. But we saw in Scripture through Solomon, but that is what God had ordered to be done.
Mm-hmm.
We have three more sections, three more verses. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Let's go to number 17. Now, I say this like I said before. I'm not the end-all to be-all. This is what the Lord has shown me through my studies. You may see something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
He may give you a totally different revelation. Just like the one time when Brother Moderator was on, I think it was the first or the fourth, he was on, and he said, your gift will make room for you. And the revelation he came with that, I always thought that it could be looked at as you work on your talent that God gave you. But he put it
in
such a different way that I got a light on that. So Lord may give you something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17, finality of vows. Verse 25, it is a snare to a man who devours that which is holy and after vows to make inquiry. Well, what does that mean? Listen to this in the Amplified. It is a snare for a man to devote rationally as holy things and afterwards to reconsider his vow.
Yes.
Don't make a vow unto something that's holy, and then after the fact, you got, I call, vow remorse. Now you got vow remorse. You done went on to the store, and you done bought that whatever you thought you wanted on an impulse. Now, 3-4 hours later, I don't want it. Don't make a vow. And be like, oh, now can I keep it? Number 18, work of the conscience, verse 27. The spirit of a man is like a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of a man is like a lamp unto the Lord, searching all the inner depths of the heart. Your spirit man is the real you. That spirit or that flesh is going to teach your soul. And for those who may have been listening or listening for the first time and who have, may not have heard me say this before, and you've always heard that with tripartite beings, spirit, soul, and body.
Mm-hmm. Body.
And
mm-hmm.
many people, and myself at one time, did not know what the soul consisted of. Well, if you're sitting there and you're taking good notes, let me give it to you. And I've said this many times before. Your soul consists of your mind,
really?
Your wisdom, your imagination, your intellect,
mm-hmm.
and your emotion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me give it to you one more time. Your soul consists of your mind, your will, your imagination, your intellect, and your emotions. And you may say, preacher, well, you said it twice, but you said it too fast, as Brother Moderator said at the beginning. This is being recorded. All you got to do is go back and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Number 19 and the last one. Glory of mankind, 29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. Young men out there listening, you pressing your weight, you lifting your muscles, that's your glory right there. But as you get older, young man, don't dye them gray hairs.
Amen.
You want to find, make yourself look good. Well, I celebrate my gray. I ain't using no just for men. I'm going to do the receive from God. Y'all go ahead and use the just for men. And just use the stuff where you wash your head and every now and again. It takes away a little gray. No, no. There's a whole lot of people who was born after me didn't get a chance to get a gray. So you use it just for men, and I'm going to do the receive from God and stay on bended knee.
Amen.
Brother Moderator, please open up all the microphones. If anyone has any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free at this hour. We are done once again. I believe we have about 6 minutes to spare, 6 minutes and some change.
Amen.
Is there one?
All mics are open. All mics are open. All you have to do is to speak.
Hey, man, this is Bishop Harris out of Chicago. I just want to say I really enjoyed the teaching tonight, and I enjoy listening to the show. It's always a blessing, and the way you all are going through the Bible now is just, it's something spectacular, and I just want to say I really enjoy listening this evening. Amen.
Amen. Thank you there, Ben. Appreciate you. And I love listening to you, too, because you come kind of heavy. You make us dig in the scriptures.
All to the glory of God.
Anyone have any comments? Just go ahead and speak. The mics are open. Any comments? We have a lot of numbers on here, but a lot of silent listeners.
Well, I want to say this here to those who are actually who are on and listening. There is no right and wrong here. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ, and we support one another. Because there may be something that you may think is wrong, but it's not wrong here, because we dig in the scriptures. So please, if you're a first time here, please let us know your first time. Tell us your name and where you're from. That's all you would have to say. Is there one?
Hi, my name is Renee. I am a friend of Pastor Miles. This is my first time on, and I did get actually checked in a little bit late, but I have to say I enjoyed myself as well as enjoyed the show.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. You said you would be here.
Yes, I would. Yes, it was very enlightening, but I plan to join in every Wednesday. To get the word, it's always good to hear.
Man, praise the Lord.
Thank you, sister.
Lord.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Is there another?
I want to to ask more questions, if I may, Brother Ray, Brother Moderator.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, you out there? Mama, you here?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I can feel your spirit.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I want to know. I can feel it. All right, thank you. Brother Moderator, it's in your
hands. Amen, amen. Best Miles, thank you for such a breakdown on Proverbs, you know, and I pray that for each and every one of you who are listening, you know, that as you are going, or we are going through Proverbs, that you're taking personalized notes, amen, personalized notes to help you on your journey. We all have trials with tribulations, and we all fall short from the glory of God, so no one is perfect. So what I'm saying is you can take notes. It applies to you. You can take these notes and use them to help better you. Amen. Use them to help better me. It's all about that. We grow together as the body of Christ. Amen. So we do thank you for being a part of this hour. We are not here for any form or any fashion. We're just here basically just to internalize and just communicate on the word of God. That's all it's about. Amen. So again, we do thank you. Pastor Miles, again, you always do a wonderful job at breaking it down the way that you do. Amen. Bishop Harris, we thank you for coming on and letting us know that you're okay. We have been in prayer since she was rushed to the hospital, and we thank God that God is a healing God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and letting us know that that all is well in your camp. Amen. Pastor Miles, I'm going to turn it over to you for the closing prayer. Amen. Thank you again.
Thank you once again, Brother Moderator, for having me. Thank you all for attending, listening, taking good notes for yourself. But as it was said earlier, take it, let it apply to you, build. The word will work if you work it. There may be times where all you have is the word.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are really listening and tuned in, you know my struggle. You know what I've been through, and all I had was the word. And there have been many things that had I learned or had I had Proverbs 1 through 20 when I was going through to get to, there could have been many detours. There could have been much avoided.
Mm-hmm.
People say ignorance is bliss. No, ignorance is expensive. You pay for not knowing. And as we said back in my old church, Trinity Baptist Church in Hackensack, New Jersey, if all hearts and minds are clear, let us be prepared to be dismissed. Our Father and our God, we come to you once again thanking you for the word. Thank you for all that you have ministered to us, Lord. And let us understand your word. Let us seek deep down in us and that we may live it. Lord, we know that as long as we're in this flesh, that sin is going to come and the enemies will come up against us.
Yeah.
But once this word is planted and rooted deep down inside of us and let it grow, that we will be what you call us to be. Lord, let us be like the refiner who takes silver and heat gets put to it. Enough heat gets put to it, a lot of impurities will come out of it.
Yeah.
And then when we look down inside of it, Lord, we won't see ourselves, but we will see a reflection of you. And that's our goal. Now unto him that is the power to establish according to the gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ, keep your mind, will, imagination, intellect, and emotions pure before him and faultless. And let the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in each and every one of us now, henceforth, and forevermore. In the church day, amen.
Amen.
Alone again in a crowded room, cornered by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand. I face the dawn.